Boar's Head invites you to enlighten your senses. Introducing Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. Inspired by Japanese master chefs, our signature teriyaki glaze is crafted with garlic, ginger, and a hint of brown sugar. Then paired with our tender, slow-roasted chicken breast for a flavor that's sweet, savory, remarkably bold. Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. The bold flavor of Japan. Now at the deli. Compromise elsewhere.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hi there, this is Deb Evans with Social Geek Radio.
And Jack Munson of Kigo in the Social Geek Radio North Studios. What's going on tonight, Deb?
It's, you know, Jack, as I say every week, it's all good. We're here. I love Social Geek Radio days.
Of course you do. Of course you
do. Of course I do.
When else do you get to talk to me? So
that's true. And our wonderful guests that we always have, and, you know, Snapchat while I'm doing it, and tweet, and just, you know, it's all good. It's,
yeah, have a few other platforms open. Maybe we could start a couple of other things, too. Do a Facebook Live at the same time.
Don't give me ideas.
All right. You get that fired up, and I'll bring the special guest out of the green room. Tonight we're talking about the 2016 version of Fran Tech, and joining us tonight from the International Franchise Association is Elisa Harrison. How you doing, Elisa?
I'm doing great, Jack. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's get the easy part of talking about Fran Tech out of the way, the what, where, and when. Fran Tech is the what, and it's happening October 25th and 26th in Austin, Texas. It's our first time in Austin. Excited about that.
Jack, I just need to correct you. It's actually October 26th and 27th.
26th and 27th. So, all right, let's fire the printers.
Hope you haven't made your airfare ticket.
Oh, I just did. I've got my mobile app open, and I just reserved, man. I don't know. So, okay, October 26th and 27th in Austin, Texas at the Convention Center. Is that right?
No, it was at the AT&T Executive Education and Conference Center, correct. I'm very excited about the venue because it really is tailor-made for digital marketing and technology conferences. It's, from what I hear, it's wired to go, so we should be able to get there with several hundred of our closest marketing friends and technology friends and really kind of use up the Wi-Fi and really try out all of the digital marketing platforms that are out there for franchising today.
So many times you go to a conference and you can't get a signal, you can't get Wi-Fi, you can't get a cell signal. So I'm assuming we're going to be all good when it comes to that this year at Fran Tech. So looking forward. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening there and why someone should attend. This is the first year for an awards program. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to publicly thank both you and Deb Evans for serving on the task force. You guys have really been on the ground floor of us of growing this conference, Fran Tech, as you know, and maybe for the audience. It really grew out of the conferences that you guys put together called Fran Camp, and it's been just a joy to watch it kind of grow and really tailor it to the needs of franchise marketing and technology professionals today. And when you look at how quickly and how fast this area of marketing is growing, we've seen it at our convention, our annual convention. We have a technology summit. It's always, you know, standing room only for that. So this standalone conference just for marketing and technology professionals in franchising really is the only one of its kind, and it's where you can come and learn really the latest trends and how how, and probably most importantly, how your colleagues in the industry are using some of the tools out there today, both for franchise development as well as for some of the consumer marketing. And I will have to say, and you and Deb will have to see if you agree with, I think this is one of the best programs that we've put together, since we've been doing this.
Totally agree. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what we've done is we've really looked at, well, first of all, I've got a great task force of, experts in technology and marketing from our association and really from the Marketing Technology Committee at IFA, and we really listened to what past attendees have said and what they wanted. So I think if you, one of the things that we're most excited about is that the committee decided that there's so many good things, so much going on within our industry when it comes to this, that there's, it would be great to recognize officially through an awards program some of the best marketing programs out there, both from a business to business and a business to consumer, and then also really kind of highlight what franchisees are doing when it comes to marketing. So we've launched the FranTech Awards and are gathering those nominations now. If people are interested in entering them, there's no cost to enter. We're taking nominations through July the 29th, and we'll actually present, we'll make the announcement and the awards at the conference. But most importantly, the winners will actually present their marketing program. So it's really presenting these great case studies. And FranTech is all about learning, and learning from your peers and sharing ideas and networking to come up with helping to find solutions to some of the problems that we're all having out there.
I love the idea that the award winners will be presenting a case study on exactly what they were doing and what the results were, and really showing why this was an award-winning project or campaign. Because so many times you see awards for things and it's like, I really don't know what that is, right? Or I'm not really sure why that was a good campaign, but, it's a good brand and okay, you know, that's nice. But to actually see results, it gets back to what you were saying about learning about marketing and technology all the way and someone actually walking away saying, hey, maybe we could do something like that with our brand.
Yeah. And also it's also learning what not to do. I mean, I think what we find and what we have found is some of the most popular areas is when people talk about the mistakes that they've made, what didn't work, and how they resolved it. And I think we see all of that through, it's kind of built in throughout the entire program, you know, including the awards. So we really try to focus in on identify, you know, case studies. And I think, another thing that we have, and I might ask you to kind of talk a little bit about this, really kind of helping to tell, the marketing story and actually following an emerging brand through the beginnings of their marketing program. I think that this is so unique and so really exciting and something that we can follow, you know, in FranTech, you know, in years to come.
Yeah, so the journey of the Safeway franchise brand out of Houston, two really dynamic VPs, Ann Littman and Chelsea Sauter, they just have embraced not just their brand, which it's the brand itself is a 30-year brand, but then franchising they've only been doing for a few years. But they went to IFA. They were so excited to be part of and become part of that franchise community that, you know, I hear them say so often, it's like joining this great big happy family. And they're willing to share their journey through this franchise process and how they use the marketing and the technology to build the brand and the awareness and each individual local location. So very articulate young ladies, very astute in technology and marketing, and I think anybody that attends, and I'm talking seasoned franchises, will go away learning so much from these two ladies and what they've done with this brand.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting, I think. I think in the, you know, I really encourage people to follow the journey, because the journey doesn't start at FranTech, it's actually starting now, and so definitely follow what Deb and Jack are doing to kind of, you know, have the kind of crescendo at the Frantech. You know, we're also kind of following our strategy of having high-level keynote speakers, kind of more from the futurist perspective. And this year, we have a gentleman named Anders Nielsen who, you know, I think that he's just going to blow the audience away. He's a futurist. He's an innovation strategist. He's really been working very closely with business leaders to help them, as he calls it, decode the trends out there, because we all know that the world's changing very quickly and very rapidly, and that's more evident when it comes to the digital world in which we live in. So he's going to really kind of step back and help the audience, know what's coming down the pike and what do you need to do to be prepared for it. So that's how we're actually going to kick off the session on Wednesday the 26th. So we're looking forward to him. And then, as we were saying earlier, we just have so many breakout sessions that really zero in on these problems. And we're trying to, the whole theme of the conference is problems and solutions, helping attendees find the solutions everywhere from, you know, mobile marketing to measuring the return on investment. As we know, that's always a big deal, to using some of the, you know, all the social platforms out there, not just sitting there being lectured to, but we have a workshop that is designed where you can get your hands dirty and learn how to learn what folks are doing on with Snapchat and with Facebook Live and with Twitter and, you know, with you know, Instagram, and so many times you go to a conference and you're lectured at, but these are actual tailored to be workshops, so that's actually something kind of new that we're doing as well. And I think, and Jack and Deb, I don't know if you want to talk about the end, we might want to talk a little bit about the awareness program for franchising, but, you know, one of the other things, as I said, we're focusing on solutions. But we really have a session set up where you can ask the expert. You can come to Frantech with a problem and ask someone to help you find the solution to it. I don't want to call it speed dating, but it's kind of set up like that where you can go and have that quick conversation for all the problems that you have out there.
Yeah, and I would say kudos to everybody who is going to step up and actually say that they have a problem and tell everybody at the table what the problem is and that they're looking for help. Because so many times people come to a conference and, you know, you just want to be, you want to be the expert, right? And I think we can all leave that at the door and everybody realizes that everybody else has challenges in their day-to-day business, or, you know, they need to reach new consumers or they need to sell more of something. And I think we've built a really good community within Frantech that people kind of leave that at the door and everybody can say, you know, we're struggling with this or we're struggling with some other marketing problem and, you know, the experts are going to be there to help. So I think that's going to be a great session as well. Tell us a little bit about our general session with the chair of the IFA.
Well, this is actually something that we've never had at Frantech before. The chairman of the International Franchise Association, Aziz Hashim, will be a keynote speaker. And some people might think, you know Aziz, I mean, he's a multi-unit, multi-brand franchisee. He's actually now also a franchisor as he's kind of gotten into actually purchasing some companies. And Aziz, over the last 2 years, has been talking about how important it is for the industry to go out and tell its story. And because there are people, you know, it's certainly in the advocacy world at state capitals and in Washington who are trying to redefine the franchise model to the detriment of franchising. And so Aziz's platform, he really has been pushing us to go, as he calls it, to change the narrative and for us to go and tell our stories. So we just launched a couple weeks ago the At Our Franchise awareness program, and when I say at, it's the ampersand At Our Franchise, because it's the brand that we're going out and talking to policymakers, the media, to people within the industry, to influencers, to academia, and really even to employees to help them understand exactly what franchising is. That at our franchise, we create jobs. At our franchise, we support our community. At our franchise, we are creating growth opportunity for people to become owners. And so it's a very exciting thing, not only for the IFA, but really for the industry. So Aziz will be there to kind of walk through why it's important that marketing and technology professionals understand kind of the state of the environment in which that we're operating now when we're going out and trying to sell franchises and to promote franchises, and really some tools that we can all use to go out and promote that. And aside from that, the attendees will just be able to ask the chairman of the IFA really any question that they want to that might be on their mind, because franchising is doing well, it's growing, it's strong, but it does have some challenges based on some agendas that people have. And we don't have hundreds of millions of dollars to go out and do a big fancy advertising campaign, but what we do have is, you know, hundreds of thousands of voices out there, and Aziz really wants to talk to the, you know, people within franchising, especially the marketing folks, about why it's important to incorporate a little bit of education about what franchising is into all of our communications and marketing programs.
Yeah, in the political world, which I know you're very familiar with in Washington, D.C., we've got the potential for a great ground game. So as long as we can all become a little bit better at telling our story, I think we're going to be in really good shape. What's the place that people can check out the At Our Franchise stories again? Where would we find those?
The website is atourfranchise.org. It's atourfranchise.org. And we've just launched the website. We're asking people within franchising to tell us their story. And so we have some opportunities there. Definitely follow us on Instagram. We're promoting it on the IFA Facebook and Snapchat and our Instagram account. So please follow that. There'll be, you know, later, you know, as we get close, by the time we hit FranTech, there will be so many tools available for folks in franchising to go out and to use and to be able to talk effectively about franchising. We've done a lot of research on this, a lot of messaging research, so we'll have those tools ready for those who are interested and who will be attending FranTech.
And kudos to your team, too, for having so much content going out now, especially on Instagram. I see a ton of that stuff. But the fact that the IFA is on Snapchat now, I mean, that's fantastic. So, you know, we're really doing a good job, I think, of reaching all of the members or potential members in all of the places where they may be communicating and sharing stories themselves. So great job with that.
Well, thank you. I'll certainly share that with my team. I will have to say, I'm new to Snapchat, and learning. That's been the newest platform that I've tried to learn. And I will have to say, and you guys know this far more than I do, to me it was the most difficult to learn, only because it's not intuitive, and getting your head around the fact that the content goes away. As a marketing and communications person for I won't tell you how many years, the idea that it doesn't go around, but it's so much fun. We're just having a lot of fun with it. So.
the content can go away, but here's a tip for you. I definitely download and share anything that I put on Snapchat because you and I are using it, and many of us are using it publicly. We're not using it for what Snapchat was designed for that secret, you know, photo sharing. We're using it more publicly, and businesses are. And I love going to Facebook today and seeing, you know, graphics that folks are putting that, you know, our franchise professionals that we're connected to that are posting on Facebook. And I'm looking and going, that's a Snapchat. You did that in Snapchat, and then you're posting it on Facebook. And we're quite surprised by some of the folks that are actually on there. I mean, I think we've blown the statistics out of the water that it's not just that teenage user. So,
right. The youngsters in my office are telling me, no, that's just the way it is. That's the whole beauty of Snapchat, Elisa. It's interesting. And I did want to just, one thing that I do, I'm also very excited about is we've got so much content. I mean, we could talk 3 hours for it. People are just going to have to come to this conference.
Yeah, yeah.
To get all of this. But we have the founder of Edible Arrangements, who really is a technology and marketing mastermind. And he's going to kind of tell us his story and really provide some good hands-on tools that, you know, from a CEO, this is a CEO and a founder, to people in the audience about what is, how they're using it and why, how it's make, helping to make Edible Arrangements such a successful company.
Terrific.
Don't want to miss them.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about who should be attending. Obviously, we're talking about marketing people. But who else within a franchise organization, who else should be attending Frantech this year?
Well, you know, I would say, you know, several categories, mostly including people in the IT department. You know, as we all know, the IT department is not the same IT department it was just a couple of years ago. The technology and marketing folks are so integrated into a company. So, IT people just aren't IT people. Marketing people aren't just marketing people. They both kind of have this symbiotic relationship. So definitely, if you're in the IT department, you need to be at Frantech. We have had many CEOs also attend this because it has moved into the C-suite. If you are running a franchise company today, you more so probably than you know, a lot of people in a company need to understand what the trends are, what's coming down the road, what are the challenges when it comes to marketing and technology, what the costs are going to be, what are the emerging trends, because as we've said earlier, you know, this world is changing exponentially and, you know, leaders have to keep up with it. So it's definitely in the C-suite from that standpoint. So franchisees, this is you know, digital marketing is digital marketing, and so really would encourage franchisees who are out there, either from small systems or large systems, the more you understand and the more you learn about how to use these tools, the better, the more successful you're going to be as a franchisee.
And Deb, your favorite new attendees to list here?
I definitely would add the Franchise Advisory Council members because as a former franchisor working very closely with my FAC members, this is a perfect venue for them. I wish I had something like this years ago because they are the ones that are right there looking at the marketing and technology budgets, looking at, you know, what should the brand be doing and implementing. And I think this venue and everything that we offer at Frantech this year is just a perfect time for them to attend. And as I talk to franchisors today, they too say, wow, you know, this is a great opportunity for us to send our FAC members to one of the IFA conferences, which is very targeted for them.
All right. So if anybody has a FAC member coming, let us know because we'd love to chat with them and really get their take on all of this wild stuff happening here too. So yeah, great idea, Deb. I love that.
And you know, I will have to say that also people who will be attending are going to be you know, companies who are supporting the franchise industry when it comes to marketing and technology. So not only are you going to be able to talk to your peers, but you're going to be able to sit down and have some real good quality time with people who are offering these services. And we're so grateful that they are working to sponsor the program. Thank you, Jack. You know, we couldn't put on these kinds of programs without the great sponsors out there. But the great thing about this conference is that the sponsors are really the experts. And so you will have some great quality time to talk to folks about what you need in your company.
Yeah, I'm looking at the sponsors list, and something that I'm kind of excited about, there's a couple of new companies here that I'm not familiar with. So that's very cool, too. New technologies, new groups coming in. Not really sure what any of these guys do, some of the names that I'm not familiar with, but I'm looking forward to meeting them and seeing what they're up to as well, because sometimes these guys really do have some answers for some of the brands that are looking for help. So, terrific. Elisa, in the couple minutes we have left, if people are looking for more information about FranTech this year, or they want to sign up, or maybe they've got some questions, what's a great place for them to check it out?
Well, the best place is go to franchise.org. It's our website. We've got promotion and FranTech right there on the front page. If you go to that section of our website, you can learn all about FranTech, the speakers, the program, the hotel. You can register from that page, and you can also learn more about the FranTech Awards and actually nominate either yourselves or your clients or your colleagues, you know, right there on that page. So go to franchise.org. And also follow us on social. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. We'll be promoting this all over on those channels as well.
All right. Good. Thanks so much, Elisa. Always a pleasure, and we look forward to seeing you at FranTech October 26th and 27th in Austin, Texas. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining Social Geek Radio tonight, and good night.
Thank you.
Boar's Head invites you to enlighten your senses. Introducing Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. Inspired by Japanese master chefs, our signature teriyaki glaze is crafted with garlic, ginger, and a hint of brown sugar. Then paired with our tender, slow-roasted chicken breast for a flavor that's sweet, savory, remarkably bold. Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki Style Chicken. The bold flavor of Japan. Now at the deli. Compromise elsewhere.